The scripture for today's message is John chapter 6, verses 53 through 55. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink."
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the members of 10,000 branch churches around the world, as well as in Korea, and those who attend this service through satellites and the internet, and GCN TV viewers, everyone living in this world seeks to live a happy life. But if you are asked what the conditions are for happiness, what would you answer? You could say many things, like all family members live long and healthy lives, or for one's children to be well off, to have peace in the family, to have their business thrive and to be wealthy, to be respected and being well, in an honorable position, and to have a true friend who understands you, or achieving your personal goals and dreams. But you, who know the truth, understand that there is something more important than these things. The blessings that are more important than money, health, peace, and family, or fame, are the spiritual blessings. All those material and physical blessings are only true when they are added upon the spiritual blessing. It's for this reason that God first gives His children spiritual blessings. Today, I'll talk about three spiritual blessings that are given to the believers. I pray in the name of the Lord that through this message, you may be able to completely receive and enjoy true and eternal blessings. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, firstly, those children of God who accepted the Lord enjoy the blessing of eternal life. Even the unbelievers vaguely feel the existence of spiritual realm. However, they are not able to know about the things after death. That's why they are afraid of death, and they live like this life is everything. But those believers who have faith are not afraid of getting old or death. Those with faith have lived by life, so there is no reason for them to be afraid, because they know that they can enjoy an eternal life after their earthly lives are over. And they know they receive blessing as much as they sow. When the Lord comes back in the air, those believers who had lived their lives and gone to sleep will resurrect first. For those believers who are living at the time, their bodies will be transformed into resurrected body in a moment and be caught up. So, among your family, you know, there were believers, and then some of your family members passed away. Now, when the Lord comes back in the air, and you're transformed and you will go up? Is that what I said? No? Those who are asleep, those who are buried, I'm talking about, you know, Christians, okay, believers, they will resurrect first, and then they will be caught up into the air when the Lord comes back in the air. And then, those of us, you know, will be caught up into the air. After resurrected, are we going to be as a resurrected? No. I told you in the morning, we didn't die, so we are caught up into the air, alive, okay? They will go to the air and have the seven-year wedding banquet. After the millennium is over, they will go into the kingdom of heaven. So after the seven-year wedding banquet and the millennium kingdom, after they're all over, you know, and then it is well written and explained in the Revelation lecture, okay? And how we're going to enjoy our lives in millennium kingdom, okay? Like the lyrics of the song Amazing Grace, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, with no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun, we will enjoy eternal happiness in heaven. You know, when the Lord comes back and when we come up, when we are caught up into the air, and then we will, how we'll praise our Father God and what we will sing, and what kind of songs, you know, and while we are being caught up, do you remember what songs? Well, raise your hand if you remember. Do you know what that song is? Okay, put it down. So many of you remember, okay? We will sing that song while welcoming the Lord, and we'll be caught up into the air. Having this promise, the believers are not afraid of death, but day by day, they wait for the Lord to come back again. But that does not mean that they idly sit and wait. They are diligently casting away sins to adorn themselves as the bride and work hard for the kingdom of God. They carry out the ministry of the Father so that not just themselves but their family, neighbors, and everyone in the world will be able to enjoy the blessing of eternal life together. Such work for God will also be repaid as the blessing of a believer. For this reason, the second blessing of believers is that they will receive the judgment of reward. Before we go into heaven, there will be a final judgment. Revelation 20, verses 11 to 13 says, "Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life." So there are books, okay, not just one book, okay, there are books in front of the throne, and I believe I explained them in the Heaven Lecture Series, and the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books according to their deeds. So those who are dead will be judged according to their deeds. So everybody will be judged, but it may either the judgment of punishment or judgment of rewards. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every one of them, according to their deeds. It explains the Great White Throne Judgment, also known as the Final Judgment. At the time of this judgment, there were many books on the judgment table. In the book of life are written the names of the believers who are saved and will go to heaven. In another book is written each and every deed of every person, whether good or evil. So, goodness, evil deeds, they're all written. Every single one of them. For those whose names are not written in the book of life, they will be sentenced to eternal hell. So, say your name is not found in the book of life, or your name is blotted out from the book of life. Why? Well, you are maintaining your Christian life, but you fall behind by betraying God or distancing yourself from Father God or by committing a sin leading to death, then your name will be blotted out from the book of life. Then you will receive the sentence. All their deeds will be revealed, and the gravity of the punishment will be decided according to their deeds. And they receive the judgment of the punishment. But the believers receive the judgment of reward, not the judgment of punishment. So those believers receive not the judgment of punishment, but judgment of reward. So, there are judgment of punishment and judgment of reward. Those who will go for those who will go to the kingdom of heaven, okay? All believers have an angel that records everything, as well as their guardian angels. So all their deeds of faith will be recorded. So there are angels. There are angels that record everything you do, and there are guardian angels, okay? So there are guardian angels and writing angels. So where is your guardian angel? Is it in heaven or on this earth? Heaven? Earth? That's right. To protect you, the guardian angel is with you. But what about the angel that records everything you do? Where? That's right, in heaven. They watches every your step and records. They even write what you speak, every single word of them. Angel has that capability. If you pray for the kingdom of God and the souls with tears and fasting, do voluntary works for the church members, worship and praise God and glorify Him with all your heart. If you preach the gospel and take care of the souls and give offerings with all your strength, or if you just pick a small piece of trash with your love for the church, it is a part of everything that will be recorded and God will pay you back with rewards. The rewards in the eternal kingdom of heaven will be your pride and glory forever and ever. So when you go to heaven, inside your house, well, you will have many decorations or, many things inside your house. And you may have many antiques or in the furniture, right? But depending on what you do on this earth, those rewards will be given to you in heaven and they will decorate your house. So when you give thanks offerings, when you give construction offerings, and those construction offerings, they will be used to construct your house in heaven. And some offerings which will be used to decorate your house in heaven with furniture and all other decorations. So the rewards in the eternal kingdom of heaven will be your pride and glory forever and ever. If you have the hope of judgment or of rewards, it will be fun to lead a Christian life. Father God told me about the rewards and I explained to you about. And for example, let's say you pile of rewards, but once you commit sin leading to death, okay, that kind of grave sin, if you commit that, like I told you, there are works of the body, and there are two kinds of those sins which can be forgiven after you repent, and there are sins that that cannot be forgiven even if you repent. So, sins leading you to death is one of them, and once you commit that, all rewards are gone. It goes nothing. Becomes zero. So let's say you are forgiven after you receive opportunity or for me to pay you in the justice, and you have to start all over again. Let's say you're a Christian and you left this church and you come back. Whatever you did before is nothing. You have to start all over again. Okay? If you commit the sin leading to death. Why? It is a sin leading you to death. So you died. That's it. It's gone. And it is rare to receive receive forgiveness, but so don't be fooled. That's why I ask you not to be fooled. So it'll be fun to lead a Christian life. Just imagining what kinds of rewards God will give to you for your rewards, it will bring you joy. But if you actually see your house and rewards in heaven later, your joy and happiness will be beyond your imaginations. You will be so moved that you will shed tears of joy, realizing that the Father and the Lord remembered even your smallest act, service, and sacrifice. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, the third blessing of believers is that they can become true children. Mommy members who have heard the holiness gospel have the hope of New Jerusalem. To go into New Jerusalem, you have to cast away sins, and evil and become God's true children who have the resemblance of God. Today, most churches do not teach about holiness. They just think man cannot cast away sins or become holy. So we can just try to live a good, godly life. But you know very well that you can become holy, and you know that it is God's will. Both Old and New Testaments never tells you that you can be saved even after committing sin. Well, I told you that if you find that kind of verse, come to me and I will reward you greatly. But nobody came, because there is no such verse. If you commit sin, it is death. The retribution is death. Especially if it is sin leading to death, there is no forgiveness whatsoever. What is the flesh? Why do you like it? Why do you pursue it? And why do you commit sin leading to death? Even though I told you never commit it again, and try to, you know, look for in the forgiveness. I said no, and it is no. And it is not my word, it is God's word. Also, you are actually becoming holy every day by casting away sins. Well, it is the will of God to be holy, okay? And that's why you do. Of course, it cannot be done by man's power alone. But with the grace and strength of God and help of the Holy Spirit, we are more than able to accomplish it. God said, the second kingdom of heaven and the third kingdom of heaven are as different as the heavens and the earth. It means the difference between having achieved holiness or not is very great. Only those who have cast away sins and evil can say that they know even the least bit of Father God's heart, and that they can give comfort and joy to God. God began human cultivation to gain such children, even by sacrificing His only begotten Son. So, goodness and evil, they are opposite. Light and darkness, they are opposite. White color, black color, they are opposite. Color white, color black. There are still people who like, you know, black clothes of black color. And they put on a dark navy color because they cannot put on a black suit. Father God said, I hate it. Then you should hate it. Because Father God said and He doesn't like it, then, okay, this is not the color black, so it's okay. Don't be like that. When Father God hates it, you should dislike it. Since Father God said that He does not like it, then, you know, I cannot take it. Well, don't do that. You have to hate it from the depths of your heart. Only those who have cast away sins and evil can say that they know even the least bit of Father God's heart, and they can give comfort and joy to Him. God began human cultivation to gain such children, even by sacrificing His only begotten Son. If you have a child, let's say five children, and one of them is smart and obedient and do good works for you, you know, he pleases you all the time. But another child is troublemaker. And why did I have that son? I wish I had no such a son. Well, there is such a child because, you know, he is a troublemaker all the time, and he's not obedient, and he friends all the bad people and in the stealing things. If you have such a child, then, you will naturally compare the first son and the second son, and you will be hurted in your heart. You will be hurt in your heart. When the son comes late, then you will be worried. And then, what if he was arrested by police? No day will be gone by at ease. It will hurt you day by day. Now, does a child understand such a heart of his parents? No. He just goes out and do bad things. But the good son is so obedient and listens to their parents, his parents, and grow up well. Now, let's say, as a parent, you may say, you would be good if you didn't have that kind of son. Nobody wants to have such a child. No, it would be good if I didn't have that son. Parents will have that kind of mind. What about our Father God? While He was cultivating His children, let's say there is a good wheat and there is a chaff. So what is the use for the chaff? Chaff cannot go to heaven. How can darkness live in the light? It can't. It cannot even enter. So that's why the Bible says, you know, it will be good for you not to be born. While we are cultivated on this earth, we learn that. And you try hard to become the good wheat, not the chaff. And especially, you want to be the best son, right? You should. So Father God is searching for such good wheat. He does not do human cultivation to gain chaff. It was to share His deep love with true children and let them enjoy the glory of God that fills the whole universe together with Him. From time to time I told you this. A sincere heart and full assurance of heart. It is sincere heart. I told you about the sincere heart, right? Anybody who has that, no, of course I can give my life. I want to give everything. I want to share everything with him, such a man. I am like that. So I'm searching for such a man. I've told you that I've been searching for such men from when I went to a seminary college. And whenever I went abroad, you know, whenever I met in the foreign pastors, I haven't seen them. But I found them only in this Manmin church, among Manmin members. In other place, I can't. Well, if I did, I would be best friend to him. But I couldn't find. But Manmin members, you are changed in the truth and you came in to speak in the Holy Spirit. So inside this church, I found them a lot, and there will be more in this church. Once you have sincere heart, that I will give you everything. That's why I'm searching for the people of spirit. Of course, you know, they are not in the level of, you know, achieving a sincere heart. They are in the way of getting there. They haven't, you know, accomplished a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. But, you know, they will soon, in the future, will have that sincere heart, right? And once they have the full assurance of faith, then from the moment on, my parents, my, you know, brothers and sisters, or my son, they are like my family, my own siblings. You know, I don't care what I have. I want to give everything. I want to share everything that I, you know, with him. I want to share my blessing with him. So anyway, Father God is searching for good grain, best of the best. If you are one of them, then everything will be beautiful for you. That's why I'm looking for people with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. It's not difficult, but I can find those people among our mommy members. So Father God wants to share glory with such children, and He wants to share love together with them. The true children who have cast away sins and evil will be in the noblest positions in heaven later. God created us so that He could give us such honor and glory. Let me conclude this message. Dear brothers and sisters, those who believe in the Lord will enjoy eternal life, rewards, and the glory of becoming God's true children. Here, believers are not just those who lead the appearance of a believing life on the outside. They can enjoy the blessings of believers only when they lead a life of faith inside. In other words, when they eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Lord, blood of the Son of Man. John 6:54 says, "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." To eat the flesh of the Son of Man is to learn and take in the Word of God. So, after you listen to this message and cast away what you have to cast away and then keep what you should keep, then you will be complete and the words will be complete in your heart and it will be cultivated into spirit in your heart. But you cannot just make it into the spirit just once. There are many do's and don'ts in the Bible, and you have to make them all cultivated in your heart. I'm not sure how many are there in the Bible, but, you know, do's and don'ts and throwaways and keeps. It's not that difficult, though. I've read the Bible in the beginning when I was a novice Christian, and I took care of most of them. And when I read the Bible twice, there were not many things left. I didn't make a note of those things from the Bible when I read the Bible for the first time. But after I read it for the first time, I put a note. And then I, make a note of what I have to, get rid of, and I did it one by one. So later on, there were nothing left in my note. So it's 100%. I am completely living by the Word of God. Well, that does not mean that I entered the Holy Spirit after that. Once I reviewed again, there were shortages and deficiencies. And once you take care of all those things, then you can enter Holy Spirit. Okay? Those things will make your Christian life fun and exciting. Discovering those things that you have to cast away, and casting it away is a lot fun to do. Once you discover, since you cannot discover it, you cannot cast it away. Once you've discovered it, you can easily cast it away. So, it was fun to discover it. And, I love the one who helped me discover it. So, I don't remember the many pastors, but in 1980s, in the revival meeting, Pastor Park Byung-ok, I can remember his name, even though it's a long time ago. Why? Because through him I received much grace. Through him, I learned I have to give whole tithe. I learned all those things through him, through the revival meetings that he led. So I cannot forget him. I cannot forget the grace that I received from him. So I'm giving thanks to those who helped me discover those things. I'm so thankful to discover them. And once I discovered them, it was easy to cast them away. But there were things, you know, those things, they are combined with sin in my minds and our thoughts. You have to completely erase it from your heart. So, and it took time, right? So to do that, I fasted 3 days or 7 days. Well, most of them were gone even before I did 3 day fasting. But there were things that I couldn't do. So I fasted 3 days or 7 days. There wasn't a thing that I fasted more than 7 days. But, you know, some people came to me and said, you know, I fasted 3 days for 7 times to get rid of it. And I look at him, why was it so difficult? Well, you can easily get rid of it because you don't want to fast. Well, for me, it was fun to do it. I received much grace and, you know, I found what I have to cast it away. And, you know, it was fun to do it. And I was thankful. And I was so happy once I cast it away. Because I know that I resemble, you know, Father God to that extent. Because the Son of Man, Jesus is the Word, which is God in essence, that came down in a human body. To take in the Word of God is not just to know it as knowledge in the head. So if you don't put it into practice, you will easily become arrogant. It is to cultivate the Word in our hearts. In other words, it is also to change our heart with the Word. Even though I explain like this, can't you understand? For example, the Bible tells you cast away hatred. Then there is a pair that goes with that verse. Love even your enemy. So, I got rid of hatred. And now, that hatred was combined with my own body. It was like, you know, a thing, which is like, you know, gold. Let's say, if it is, you know, as big as this, you know, if Father God tells me to get rid of it, then I get rid of it. I don't care how much it costs. I don't think like that. Once Father God says so, then I will get rid of it. There is no strings attached. It was easy to get rid of it, but the things they were combined with my body was difficult to get rid of it. That's why I fasted. But then, you know, after 3 days, I fasted, and 7 days later, but I thought to myself that I am so foolish. If I can get rid of it, I don't need to fast like this. Why do I have to be hungry like this to cast it away? You know, if I don't cast it away after 3 day fasting, I have to fast for 7 days. I am so foolish to fast like this to get rid of it. So, for some things, I fasted 7 days. But later on, just 3 day fasting was enough. So, I had so strong in pride. And from the young age, even though there was a man, who was, stronger than I was, like a wrestler, I was, much weaker than he was, and I was, I couldn't even breathe when I fought, but I never surrendered. I didn't surrender, even though I lost my, breath. There was no word such as, surrender. I'd rather die. But after I accepted God, it was so easy to forget that pride. Arrogance, Father God hates it. So why do I keep it? So it was so easy to get rid of them. Everything. I didn't like beef. I loved in the pork. You know, it was so good to eat those in the pork with in the Korean in the wine. What's the place? What is the neighbor? Is it Mugyo area? You know, I drank and I drank again and again. I love pork. It was so good with in the rind. Or soju. You know, drinking soju and eating in the pork along with my friends. However, as I read the Bible, Father God said, a swine, a pig is detestable animal. So, I started to hate it. Whatever Father God hates, then I forgot those things. And I started to hate them because Father God hates them. So it was easier for me to get rid of them. I got no strings attached to them. Our elders, Elder Bosley, I guess, I visited him, and he had such a beautiful gold table, luxurious, and there were dragons carved on it. So I said, you have to get rid of these things. Father God is not pleased with dragons. And later on, did he get rid of it? He got rid of it right away. He right away got rid of it. Next time I went visited him, it was not there. And there was a dragon on the furniture. So I said, I talked about it, and he removed that furniture. Now, with such faith, you know, people could come into spirit. And I'm wondering, why is it so slow to come into spirit with such faith? That's a fleshly faith. Father God manifested signs and wonders. So you have a fleshly faith, and it grew up, but it was not spiritual faith. You have to get rid of it. You have to fill your heart with the spiritual faith. So that's why he didn't come into spirit quickly. But the fleshly faith was so great because he witnessed it quite a lot. So it was easy for him to get rid of it. The gold table. But there are people, who do not, get rid of them easily. But Elder Boaz, got rid of it so easily. Do you remember? Well, the gold table was, really nice. So luxurious. To eat the flesh of the Son of Man this way, we must drink His blood at the same time. It means, in addition to listening to the Word of God, we must have the deeds of actually practicing the Word. So novice Christians, you have to live a Christian life with this kind of deed, then in just a year, you can come into spirit. Well, I cannot recall that easily, but it's just a year is enough to come into spirit. Because it doesn't take long to pass first and second levels of faith. But once you come into third level of faith, it takes time. But it doesn't need to take that long, even in the third level. So those who are really quick, they can come into spirit in just a year. However, those who have been Christian for 10 years or 20 years, well, elders, I'm sorry to say this, but think about this. After Daniel prayer meeting, or after this service is over, why don't I get rid of this small thing? Why don't I, why cannot control my heart? Why don't I get rid of hatred or, pride or ill feelings? It's not even a lump of gold. It's not gold as big as this. The shepherd even says, he can get rid of gold as big as this. Why do I keep it? Why can I serve others? I have to respect even the young. But hey, you come on. Why do I show disrespect to those young people? How much does it cost to serve others? If you serve them, they will show you respect. I'm sorry to say this, it's hard to get rid of it. But just do it and you will be loved and respected. Those who truly live by the word of God, They are respected and recognized in their work. And you have to do it from the depths of your heart, not by force. You got to do it from the depths of your heart, and you will be loved and you will be respected. Well, Elder Boaz Lee, am I right or not? Right? He was the leader of this church in the past. If he had the heart as he has now, then all the pastors and Levi workers, you know, would follow him. But in the past, nobody followed him. Nobody listened to him. Well, if he was like as he is now, then all the Levi workers and pastors, you know, would follow him back then. Well, right now, members of GCN, you know, follow him well, listen to him very well. It's not so difficult. You know, it will make you respected and loved. But why do you keep your arrogance because of your pride? Why don't you, you know, listen to me and put it into practice? Well, I'm sorry to say this to those, you know, who cannot do it. Don't be hurt in your heart. Once we learn God's words that tell us to do, not to keep or cast away certain things, we gotta obey them. As we obey, our heart will be filled with the truth and the untruth will be removed. Hatred will go away to the extent that we fill it with love. Arrogance will be cast away to the extent the humbleness enters in. As bigness fails, hot temper will go away. No matter how long you attend church, your spiritual faith cannot grow unless you eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man. Only your knowledge may increase, but your faith may be same or even backslide. At times, even the little faith that you have can be taken away and you will depart from salvation. You can say you have true faith to receive salvation only when you actually show the effort to practice the word. Senior Deaconess Vin is so gentle. But she didn't come into Holy Spirit. She stagnated in the level of Spirit for long. It was nothing. It was a very trivial thing. And because of that, she stagnated in the level of Spirit. Senior Deaconess Vin, it's nothing, right? It was so easy, wasn't it? I think I touched her, you know, many times, but she couldn't get rid of it. So members of the editorial bureau and the leaders of women's mission, you know, she always made conflicts with them. But right now, you know, she can make peace with everybody because she serves everybody. I'm not saying, you know, she didn't serve them. But because of the thorns in her heart, she couldn't do it enough. But now, once she got rid of it, she, you know, make a leap by 40% and enter the Holy Spirit. So once you discover those things and get rid of them, and it is so easy to, you know, make advancement. Dear brothers and sisters, when Jesus preached these verses 2,000 years ago, people at that time couldn't understand them all, couldn't understand them well. As he said, they had to eat and drink his flesh and blood. Even the disciples found it difficult to understand. Perhaps it might have been easier to understand if he had said, you have to keep the word of God in mind and practice it so you can gain eternal life. But if, you know, people don't understand it, you know, they misunderstand it. Sometimes I say something, people misunderstand. And, you know, I hear something in return. Let's say you have to love, you know, both in spirit and in flesh. Then they take it only in flesh. And they misunderstand. They don't take it in a spiritual way. Well, to be united with Father God as one. Well, they completely misunderstand what I said. And, you know, they stumbled. So you have to understand it correctly. Why did he speak in symbolism, saying we had to eat his flesh and drink his blood to gain eternal life? It is to let us realize the love of Jesus, who sacrificed himself completely as if he were actually giving his flesh and blood for us. We, who were sinners, could not be saved just by keeping the word of God. If Jesus has not resolved the problem of our original sin and actual sins, we would have still been sinners. If so, we couldn't have been saved even if we kept all the words of truth. Because Jesus redeemed us through his life, it enabled us to enjoy eternal life and rewards and be transformed into true children to the extent that we act by faith. In the second part of this service, we have the Holy Communion. Through the Holy Communion, I hope that you will once again feel the heart of the Father who gave us blessings. I hope that you will once again imprint gratitude in your heart, realizing that we were redeemed by the precious blood of innocent Jesus, and the grace and the great love that the Father showed to us. May you come forth as true children who have the perfect resemblance of God. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. I will pray. I have so many prayer requests from other countries, but I will skip the names of the diseases, but I will put my hands on their pictures and I pray. Okay? It doesn't matter whether I call their names of faith, names or their diseases. It will work according to your faith. Father God, I explained why we have to eat the flesh of the Lord and drink his blood. Our Lord shed his precious blood and gave his flesh to love us. And as we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we can gain eternal life as we become true children of God. Bless us to have true faith and be loved by Father God as his true children. And through the Holy Communion, let us engrave the love of Father God deep into our hearts, and let us love our Father God all the more greatly. 2,000 years ago, our Lord died on the cross and shed his blood and water. And we understand why. Now, as we live in this end time, let us realize and let us cast away all those things that Father God does not like. Father God, thank you. Father, please give them health, both in spirit and body, from head to toe and every intestines, organs, nerve system. Burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All diseases and germs and go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. May the light come. Father, bless Pastor Daniel Rosen of Israel. He will have a mission trip to Italy from April 3rd to 13th. Bless him. Bless Pastor Kyung Tae Chung of Japan. And bless Pastor Joseph Han of India, and bless Bharti, Kamlesh, Rebecca, and Mary of India, and bless Im Ewha, Chen Jialong, Zhou Yichen, Chen Xiaomao, Liu Winshu, Lin Jinchu, Zhang Shouring, Liu Puo, Weimin Gong Liwa, and Gowing Liu Meiba, Yi Shimin, Feng Li, Li Feiyang, Liu Doan, Sun Tao, Shi Chengnan, Zheng Sook, Im Jinpyeong, Wang Yan. Father, lay your hands on those sons and daughters and burn them by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let all diseases and germs go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and give answers to their desires of their hearts. Let them receive the blessing of conception. Father, make their hearts cleansed, and according to their prayer request, give them answer. May the light come. Father, please answer them and bless them and be glorified them. Father God, thank you. Father, be with us in the second half of this service. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.